Hello again. You're with the News at One. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran will pay after Tehran fired almost 200 missiles at Israel. Most of those missiles were intercepted, but one Palestinian was killed in the West Bank, and a school in central Israel and a restaurant in Tel Aviv were hit. Earlier this week, Israel invaded southern Lebanon in what it called a limited, localised and targeted ground operation. This morning, the IDF said more soldiers were going to the area and it warned people in around 25 villages to leave. Well, within the past hour, there have been reports of clashes between the Israeli military and Hezbollah. And within the past few minutes, the Israeli military said one of its team commanders had been killed. Journalist Rania Abu Zaid is in Beirut. I spoke to her a short time ago.
Well, the big news today is the attempted incursion by Israeli soldiers into Lebanese territory that was repelled by Hezbollah, and it has led to Israeli casualties. That is, after yesterday, the UNIFIL, which is a peacekeeping force here along the southern Lebanese border, denied that there had been an Israeli ground invasion, but it seems that there was another attempt today.
And what's known about that? I see both sides saying that there had been some clashes. Do we know any more than that?
We just know the locations, the names of the at least two villages where Israeli soldiers reportedly attempted to enter Lebanon and where clashes with Hezbollah took place.
Israel has been warning more people in those areas to leave, but presumably huge numbers are already gone.
It has actually turned those areas of northern Israel into a closed military zone. And even before that, before the recent escalation in the conflict, so at least 60,000 Israelis, that's according to the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, had already fled those areas.
And what about the situation then in southern Lebanon? Again, is it safe to assume that a large number of people have already left?
The Lebanese government says that up to 1 million people are believed displaced, and that's just recently in these past few weeks. Prior to that, there were about 100,000 displaced Lebanese, and they were mainly from the towns and villages that hug that border belt. But we have seen, you know, huge cities be emptied of their people down in southern Lebanon. And there is a massive displacement crisis here in Beirut. The streets of Beirut are full of displaced Lebanese who are sleeping on the streets. The government has opened hundreds of schools to try and shelter them. The mosques and the churches have opened their doors. So too have regular people who have invited displaced folks into their homes. But the number is just so huge in a very small country. I have to add, you know, Lebanon's population is only about 5.5-6 million people. So for 1 million people to be displaced in such a short period of time is a huge burden, and especially in Lebanon, which is a bankrupt, you know, a state with a major facing major economic crisis. So it's very difficult, and the government says that they don't have the funds to help these people. They've come under attack by all sorts of folks who say they haven't done enough. They haven't secured mattresses, they haven't secured food, and they haven't equipped these schools for the families that are now sheltering in them.
A lot has changed since the United States and others were talking about a 3-week ceasefire. The people you're talking to, do they see any role for diplomacy at the moment?
Well, certainly the Lebanese government is calling for diplomacy, and they are calling for a ceasefire, and they have been calling for a ceasefire. They so too have the Arab states, I have to add. The Jordanian foreign minister was very forceful and very clear when he said that they don't think that they have a partner for peace in Israel, that Israel is rebuffing these calls for a ceasefire, not only in Lebanon, but also in Gaza. So there is a huge frustration in the fact that the U.S. keeps talking about this deal, but doesn't seem to be able perhaps not pressure, that's a tough word, but to influence its ally Israel into accepting this. On the contrary, all the talk from Tel Aviv seems to be towards an escalation, not just in Lebanon, but now also they're talking about attacking Iran after last night's missile and drone barrage.
And that was journalist Rania Abu Zaid in Beirut. For the latest developments in Israel, we can talk to Jotam Confino, who's the Daily Telegraph's correspondent in Tel Aviv and author of Netanyahu's Israel, Rise of the Far Right. Jotam, news coming from the military, the Israeli military, about southern Lebanon within the past 10 or 20 minutes. What have they been saying?
So first of all, we are hearing about the first casualty on the Israeli side, and on the Israeli side, an Israeli soldier was killed in southern Lebanon, and it's really what we should expect, because when Israel invades southern Lebanon, it's going to meet resistance by Hezbollah, which terrain there is very difficult to fight in. So
we're going to return now to Tel Aviv and to journalist Jotam Confino. Jotam, let's pick up, I suppose, on the American angle to all of this, because after the Iranian missile strikes in April, Joe Biden advised Benjamin Netanyahu to take the win, as he put it at the time, and not retaliate. Is there likely to be a more forceful response from Israel this time?
I can say with absolute certainty that yes, that's what we should expect. Mainly because last time, as you mentioned, the only reason why Israel did not retaliate in a harsher way was because Joe Biden told him to stand down. Now, you can't do that twice in a row. Israel cannot accept so many ballistic missiles fired from Iran without retaliating in a harsher way. So that's what we're going to see. What I hear is that Israel is going to try to extract an economic price on Iran. In other words, maybe hit their oil fields in a way that's going to hit their economy. I'm also hearing that it could potentially be an attack on their nuclear sites. All kinds of theories right now, but I think it's fair to assume that we're going to see a very harsh response.
Jotam Confino in Tel Aviv, thank you very much for talking to us.